What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
On Mondays at 11 o'clock, just after 11, we talk to our guy, independent news creator on Substack, YouTube, and Newsphere, also contributes to News Nation. It is Chris Saliza. He's got a daily newsletter called So What, and you should subscribe to that. Chris joins us now on KMOX. How's it going, Chris?
Hey, guys.
Hey, good to have you. So we are waiting for this huge meeting that is happening today with President Trump, Volodymyr Zelensky, and other leaders in Europe. So what is your take from, it hasn't happened yet, but what do we expect today after the president met with Putin last week?
Golly, I wish I knew, to be totally honest. To be a fly in the wall of that room with basically every major leader of Europe, Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky. Look, I think that this is an attempt by the European leaders, all of whom have sort of moved their schedules around very rapidly to make sure they are in Washington today, to avoid what we all saw happen in February, the last time Zelensky and Trump were in Washington together, where Trump and his vice president, J.D. Vance, sort of ganged up on Zelensky. Trump, you know, was clearly annoyed. Vance said, "Why don't you say thank you for everything we've done?" Trump told Zelensky he didn't have any of the cards. You know, I think European leaders understand that a deal that makes Vladimir Putin very happy is not only bad for Ukraine, that's obvious, but is also bad for sort of the broader security of Europe. And I think that there is a very, there's a high awareness of that fact. And I think that's why they're all there, is to try to make sure that this doesn't descend into what we saw in February, and to make sure that Trump, who certainly has sounded a lot more pro-Putin coming out of that meeting, that summit on Friday, than he was going into it, that Trump doesn't just accede to everything that Vladimir Putin wants. I mean, it's hugely high stakes, although I'm not convinced that if we're looking for there's a deal or there's not a deal, I'm not convinced we get that out of this meeting today. But I think it is an attempt to kind of reel Donald Trump back in by these European leaders and Zelensky, obviously.
Is this meeting, does it happen like this with all of these European leaders if the meeting with Putin doesn't go the way it went? Because from what I've read, it seems like this was slapped together very quickly and it is highly unusual.
I don't think it does. I mean, look, I think... just remember, going into that meeting, Donald Trump basically says he Putin has to agree to a ceasefire, or I'll be very angry, and there will be, in the words of Donald Trump, quote unquote, severe consequences if there isn't one. Well, he leaves the meeting with no deliverables, right? I mean, that press conference wasn't a press conference; they didn't take any questions, and there was nothing announced. And he says, "Well, we're not going to actually do a ceasefire now. We just need to go to a peace deal, which is what Putin is advocating for in theory, and there won't be any consequences." And I think if you look at that and you're the head of Britain or you're the head of Germany or the head of France, certainly if you're Volodymyr Zelensky, you look at that and say, this isn't great. And then you look on True Social on Sunday night and Donald Trump is saying Ukraine could make a deal very easily. They just have to pledge to never try to get into NATO and they have to cede some of their land to Russia. Well, I mean, that's very much what Vladimir Putin wants and not at all what Vladimir Zelensky wants. So I think that is all concerning. And I think the rapidity, Chris, of which this meeting came together, look, these people are busy. They are running countries. The fact that they were like, change everything on my schedule, I'm going to fly to Washington for a meeting with Trump, speaks to the gravity and the level of concern I think they have.
I want to get to some of the demands from Vladimir Putin. But before I do, just talking about the meeting in Alaska, Chris, I mean, this is a war criminal. and an autocrat from a geopolitical adversary meeting on U.S. soil, not neutral ground. And as Fox News, I was watching the Fox News coverage of it, said Putin came in on a red carpet and steamrolled Donald Trump. That was the Fox News reporter. Well, it seems that Putin steamrolled Trump. Now, I think we're all here rooting for a ceasefire. I mean, I want Trump to be able to figure out some kind of peace because you don't want this conflict to continue. But can you tell me, what do you think there's significance to the fact that Putin was here on U.S. soil and seemed to take charge?
I mean, the optics of these things really do matter, Amy. You know, I'm always hesitant. People always say, you're reading too much into it. It's a good thing that they met. And I, look, if a deal comes out of this that does, and as you said, does lead to less or no people being killed in this war, that is a good thing. That said, I think what the shape of that deal looks like does matter. It matters because, remember, this was a war of Russian aggression, right? It's been going on for 3+ years, so it's easy to lose this. But look, Russia invaded Ukraine. I mean, it's as simple as that. And so what it looks like coming out, what is the shape of a deal, if there is a deal, does matter. And I think that Vladimir Putin understands this. And I also think he understands the optics of it. He understands the kind of the shaking of hands, you know, with Donald Trump, the walking on the red carpet, the getting into the U.S. presidential limousine together, Putin speaking first at the, I'm not going to call it a press conference, at the, you know, where they spoke to reporters afterward. Trump speaking very briefly, Trump taking no questions, which he almost never does. And then what's happened in the ensuing 72 hours, all of that is good for Vladimir Putin and bad for Volodymyr Zelensky. I mean, I don't think that that means that the final deal will be a bad thing. We don't know if there's going to be a final deal, and we certainly don't know the parameters of it. But I don't know how you look back at the past 72 hours and think that isn't – that if it's a zero-sum game between the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia, it's been very good for Russia and what Vladimir Putin wants, no question.
And I do think, too, the United States should be prepared for this because – Putin steamrolls. That's what he does. I think when he met with Obama at a summit or something, he spoke for 48 minutes before Obama said anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't a surprise. We know who Putin is, but yeah, a lot of the demands, as you mentioned, were so Moscow friendly. Putin wants Ukraine demilitarized. Russia said it would cease its persecution of Ukrainian language speakers in exchange for official status for the Russian language in all of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Putin wants 2,550 square miles of Ukrainian turf. He wants the West to recognize Crimea as Russian. He wants the Russian Orthodox Church to operate freely in Ukraine. And that, of course, is just a Kremlin offshoot. I mean, this is really Putin getting his way.
Well, and look, I think if he gets all of those things, there's no question that it's a very pro-Russia agreement. I don't want to prejudge it before mm-hmm. we know, but you're right. There's no question about that. And, you know, look, a lot of this stuff is kind of the public relations war. How does it play? How does it look? And right now, you know, look, Donald Trump, the knock on Donald Trump vis-a-vis Russia has always been he's too friendly, he's too trusting. He likes Putin because Putin has kind of a iron grip on his country, and Trump is drawn to that. He's drawn to people who are, you know, who are strong and tough, which is how he praised Putin in the interview with Sean Hannity after the summit. I think that I want to know what comes out of this meeting in Washington on Monday afternoon. If Trump comes out and he's clearly annoyed and he thinks that he was being lectured, well, then I think we're in a different place. If he comes out and says, look, you know, we're still supportive of Ukraine and this deal isn't a deal that they're going to accept, and I'm going to put some economic sanctions, as he had said he would do, economic sanctions on Russia unless and until they come to the table in a more sort of equitable way. Okay, well, that's a different conversation. But as of right now, yeah, I mean, I think it's been a very good last 72 to 96 hours for the Russians. And given Donald Trump's past with Russia and his willingness to praise Putin, and I'm reminded of Helsinki, Finland in 2018 when Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin met privately, and then Trump came out and he was asked whether Russia meddled in the election, which, by the way, five different investigations by the United States, including one led by Republicans in the Senate Intelligence Committee, have concluded that Russia did actively meddle. He said, well, he says he didn't, and I take his word for it. I mean, like, you know, there's history here, and the history matters, and I think the history is concerning, and I think, to Chris's point, that's why you saw basically every major European leader be like, I'm getting on a plane and I am flying over there.
So today, Chris, domestically, as we look ahead to the midterms next year, we got the news that Newsmax, the news outlet, who was sued by Dominion Voting Systems, the electronic voting machines, for, you know, basically saying they were tampered with or fraudulent or, you know, they screwed up the vote count. Well, they were sued and they have settled out of court because they did wrongdoing. And I think we all know that. And the president also today on Truth Social saying before the midterms, he wants to get rid of all mail-in voting and all of the voting machines. So what is your thought on this? Because that seems like a just chaos that's about to ensue if he tries to do this.
Yeah. So on the Newsmax front, like, this is like Fox News. I mean, they realize that they were potentially going to face a massive judgment, massive financial judgment against them. So they settled at a lesser value because they knew they were in the wrong and would probably lose. So that to me is easy. I wish everyone would just acknowledge, like, yeah, just blaming Dominion or the, you know, these places. It's not that was not the issue in the election. On the mail-in balloting thing, you know, it's so hard because I never know how much to take what Donald Trump says on Truth Social seriously. He says so many things, some of which he follows through on, some of which he doesn't. I don't know what a ban on mail-in balloting would look like. I will remind people, in case they don't remember, mail-in balloting was a thing that was led by Republicans in states because their voters, at the time suburban voters, were more inclined to take advantage of that sort of voting. It is switched, and now Democrats tend to lead in mail-in voting, and Republicans lead in same-day voting. But, you know, like, I would assume there would have to be an exemption for the military, right? I mean, if you're stationed abroad, you certainly can't vote in person. How would that work? So it's a lot of things he puts on Truth Social are half-baked. I don't ever know totally how seriously to take them. I don't know how seriously he takes them. And so I guess I'm in wait and see mode on that. And I don't know if by executive order you can do that. I will remind people the 10th Amendment establishes states' rights. And typically, states have been in charge of how they conduct their elections, not the federal government. And I will also remind people that the Republican Party has always been that we need to let the states take the lead on sort of setting their own policies rather than having this big, you know, overarching federal government telling them how to do things. So, I mean, there's just so much going on here. I never know how much has he thought this through and how much political capital is he willing to expend on it. And I don't know how you know that at this point.
Chris Ciliza, we love talking to you every Monday just after 11 o'clock, and we will be watching on YouTube and News Nation, Substack. You've got the daily newsletter called So What, and we want people to subscribe to that. Thanks for talking with us again.
Of course. Take good care.
Chris Ciliza joins us here on KMOX again every Monday. We talk to him just after the 11 o'clock news. It's Chris and Amy, and we're glad you're with us today. Do you know what's this week?
Oh, my gosh, I do.
What?
Burgers.
Yes. St. Louis Burger Week.
It is
happening this week. So coming up at 11:30, Mike Johnson of Sugar Fire and High Point Drive-In will be in studio with us. We'll talk to Liz Huff, who is the Vice President of Business Development with St. Louis Mag. We're going to talk about Burger Week. It's a big week. We're excited.
And keep listening to us because we're also giving away Blues tickets.
Yeah, we'll tell you when you can win those tickets, but you got to be listening for your chance to win on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Monday, Monday.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks scores with you. Thank you all for participating in today's show at 314-436-7900, as well as voice messages. A lot of you utilizing the mic drop or microphone feature on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, the voice message is what we call it.
Yeah, but there's a microphone icon.
It says send a message or leave a message, something like that. If you're listening to the station, it is right there next to the listen live button.
You know when you hear coaches go, "We got to send a message." That's what they mean.
We have to send a message to the Chris and Amy show KMOX.
We've got people leaving voice messages on how the Cardinals can attract more fans.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
This one's from Mitchell.
Hi, guys. It's Mitchell. One way you could get the people to go to the Cardinals game is have $2 hot dog nights.
Look, I don't think that's a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. I just know the dogs will end up on the field, probably.
I mean, there are deals you can get, like certain nights with tickets anyway. And the Sox used to do half-price Mondays. I don't know if booze was half-price. Actually, I think it might have been. Like, they did half-price everything on Monday, I'm pretty sure.
I like $2 hot dogs.
Somebody does, like, dollar dog nights. I've seen that before.
I thought they had to not do dollar dog nights because everyone was throwing the dogs at each other.
Never heard that before.
I promise.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to find it.
At Busch Stadium, they stopped doing dollar dog night?
No, at a different stadium.
Okay. Do you think Cardinals fans are the lot that's going to be throwing hot dogs across the stadium?
This year, yeah.
I don't think so.
The best fans in baseball.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Mets fans, they were throwing, they're throwing wieners at him.
That's awesome.
Voice message from Ian.
To get people to go to Cardinals games, tickets got to be cheap and beer's got to be cheap. It's called Busch Stadium and yet you can't get a cheap beer. It just doesn't make any sense.
You know, I will say this. It's not the most expensive place to buy beer, but it's definitely not the cheapest.
Yeah.
It is not.
I like Dollar Dog Night.
Now, they do have the above the Bud Terrace at the very top of the stadium. They have like a $5 draft bar, and all the drafts are $5 all night.
Mm.
So that's a pretty good deal, but you got to go to the very top of the stadium to get it. And you can see the bar from inside. It's not like in the concourse. You know, it's forward facing.
Okay.
So I've been up there.
That's what we get.
I thought we had more.
I think maybe we should come up with our own ideas, like Chris and Amy bobblehead day or something to get the people.
I think this is a great idea. Let's start to crowdsource. Other than cheap hot dogs, cheap beer.
How do you get people in the stadium?
Cheap tickets.
And winning, other than winning.
Other than winning. Okay. So we know what ways to get people in. Got to win ball games. That's number
this
one.
This is out of the box thinking.
Yes. So, got to win ball games, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, cheaper. Mm-hmm. Everything cheaper. That will get people in. Mm-hmm. We're not doing safety concerns. We've heard those complaints.
Safety concerns?
Yeah, like, I don't feel safe going to Busch Stadium. You know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's not true.
Yeah. So, this is what we'll do. Give us your ideas. Give us your ideas of how, other than those obvious things... What other things can we do to get people in the seats?
I have one. Let's say the Cardinals aren't going to the playoffs.
Okay, they are not going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's say they aren't.
Let's say they aren't. Okay. I didn't know this year. It's not mathematically.
It could be
out.
Soon. It could be next year.
Mathematically, they're not eliminated yet. That's my point. So we know they're not going to the playoffs. Okay. So what if you buy tickets that are purchased and you go to the game. And you're present. One person gets chosen to play the outfield for an inning.
Isn't banana ball.
Well, no, they don't even do that in banana ball.
No, they don't.
We're not going to the playoffs anyway. Put them in left field.
There might be a liability issue with that. I guess you could sign a waiver.
You could sign a waiver.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. No ideas are bad, except for maybe this one from a 636 who says free condom night. I don't know how that's going to get people to the ballpark.
When I was little, I thought condom was short for condominium.
It is.
So I was like, are we going to our condom now?
It is. That's exactly... It is. How did you know? John watching on Facebook says, how about validated parking?
Honestly, free parking would be sick.
It would be great.
That's a great idea.
Validated. Can you imagine the line to get your parking validated leaving Busch Stadium?
But what if they didn't validate it? Just all parking lots are free that night.
You could do that probably.
What a great idea.
Yeah, send us your ideas. How to get people to the ballpark aside from winning and the obvious cheap tickets and all that stuff. Let us know what you think. Our Twitter account is at Chris Amy.
Validated?
At Chris Amy KMOX. Oh my God, what a story. At Chris Amy KMOX or text in 314-436-7900. Burger Week starts tomorrow in St. Louis. We got Mike Johnson from High Point and Sugar Fire, Liz Huff with St. Louis Magazine coming in next on KMOX.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you on a Monday, and Mondays might be kind of a drag, but we know how to make it better. Because we've got Liz Huff, Vice President of Business Development with St. Louis Magazine, and Mike Johnson, chef and owner of High Point Drive-In and Sugar Fire Smokehouse. They're in studio for St. Louis Burger Week, which starts tomorrow, presented by St. Louis Magazine. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You brought in some IPAs.
We did. We brought beer from our friends at Goose Island and some burgers for your Monday.
Oh, nice.
I love it.
It's also nice of you guys to offer to give free burgers to everybody in St. Louis. I can't believe you did that.
Aren't we so generous?
I know we changed our name to Max Local Eats,
we
by the way.
Max Local Eats.
We switched up a week ago.
We're giving away 3 million hamburgers.
I heard on the radio there was a program that said you were giving away
free
burgers.
Marijuana.
You know it's going to happen.
Just go to Max.
It's going
to
happen.
Yeah. Okay, they're not giving away free burgers. No. Just so don't start blowing them up.
But they are a deal. So, a St. Louis Burger Week.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Week returns. What year is this for Burger Week?
Oh gosh, that's the first time you've asked me that and I don't know the answer. It's like a lot.
Is it two or three digits?
No, it's not that many, but it's probably been 5 or 6 years. Yeah. But this is the first year that St. Louis Magazine is fully executing it and presenting it. So it's all being run out of St. Louis, all local. 20 really amazing restaurants, $10 burgers at each of the restaurants. If you go to burgerweekstlouis.com, you can download the app, which will give you all of the burger restaurants that are participating and their featured burger. So the featured burger from Tuesday to Sunday is $10. That's why Mike is here. He has a really phenomenal featured burger that he has brought you in his spiffy little bag over there.
Oh my gosh.
Only the best for you guys.
Wow.
That's when you know it's a good burger. Yeah. It's in a Ziploc bag and wrapped in foil.
I think you should actually, at High Point, you should change your service to this. This is how you should serve burgers in a Ziploc bag.
I love Ziploc bags. So what is your featured burger, Mike?
It's like a patty melt, but it's got, we use regular buns, so it's got a burger with Swiss and cheddar and fried onions and Thousand Island, just on a regular burger bun. Bacon.
Oh, instead of like the sourdough.
Instead of the sourdough. Yeah. We don't want to get too crazy.
No, that's...
You know, all that flavor on there, you know, we don't want to get...
Calm down, Ron.
I don't know. He's only paying $10 for this thing. Let's not get out.
I'm
running a business. You know?
I feel like we're at St. Louis Burger Week. Be excited, but not too excited.
Keep it cool.
Don't get too piped up.
Come out for St. Louis Burger Week, but keep it down.
Keep it down. Be chill. Be cool. Don't be a big dork about it, okay?
No. How'd you decide on that?
I actually, what had happened was when I showed up with Liz the other day for radio is when I was informed what we were doing.
Oh, okay.
We have a team of people that get to do this stuff like now because we have 9 High Points. And so like the Molly is our marketing master.
We've spoken to Molly. She's really
and,
nice.
And Will is in charge of some chef stuff. And I think they collaborated.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of times they'll run it by me or something, but I didn't hear about it this time. I should be more in charge.
No, this is a great leader. You're delegating.
Yeah. I was going to make up a story about how it came to me in a dream. Yeah. It was so amazing, but I just can't. I can't do it anymore. It's our last interview. I don't care anymore. It's been exhausting.
Last week, it was a great story. This week, he's done. He's tapped out.
This would be such a good slogan for High Point and or Sugar Fire. It could just be Sugar Fire. We're over it.
I'm done.
It's done. I mean, it's just too much.
You don't like it? That's on you. Yeah. No refunds.
Do you feel like, because we see a lot of like social media posts from, and this is kind of related, but I guess a little not, from
bar owners or restaurant owners, and they have like a problem customer.
Yeah.
And they sort of blow the customer up on social media. And everybody gets behind the restaurant. Yeah. You know, sort of like this customer is always right thing is not...
They're not always right.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I have the best one ever. I can't say it. It's really bad, and it's still on Yelp. I'm going to show it to you before we leave, because I get sent it all the time. It's still out there. It's from like 13 years ago. I blew this guy up. Like never, no one has ever been blown up. It's amazing. It's art. And the guy came back, he gave us one star, came back with a 5-star the next day and said he was sorry.
Oh.
Wow.
But I went after his grandmother. I gotta show it to you. I'll text you.
You went after his grandma?
He said the gums are, the ribs are so soft because the chef is lazy. He boiled them. I call my grandma's gummy ribs. And I basically said, your grandma's gums aren't as soft as you'd think. Trust me, I'd know.
Oh, no. No. No.
I swear to God. It's on Yelp. It's out there. And so after that, I never really responded to anybody.
Yeah, because it's people are. But I think it's amazing that you'll have so many people seeing these posts and get on the restaurant side. Because you would think, oh, the customer. Customer gets to say, you know, they're always right. They can say whatever they want.
It doesn't bother me anymore. A lot of our franchises get upset, but I'm sure someone had. I mean, sometimes we're doing 20 locations, Sugar Fire, we're doing 20,000 people a day. I'm sure a couple people got screwed. You know, I believe it. You know, it happens. You know?
So if somebody gets screwed, what do you do?
They make it right, get them money back, and try and do all we can. You know? But I'm sure I totally believe it.
So it's like,
you know, I don't get offended.
It's like Sugar Fire. Like the customer's not always right, but sometimes we're wrong.
Yeah.
But if you're the 3,000th, right, you might get screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, you might get screwed. Yeah.
What's that billboard that guy has? Just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty. You see that billboard? There's a lawyer's billboard.
I don't know this one.
I've seen that billboard. Yes. It is just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty.
It's for a lawyer here in town.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Defense attorney.
Oh, God. So, St. Louis Burger Week.
Hey, let's talk about burgers. Yeah.
How about those burgers?
So $10.
$10 starts tomorrow.
We don't care.
You're over it.
If you want to go, go. If you don't, we don't care.
Lost control.
What do you want to do?
What's your job? You're supposed to. Are you supposed to be controlling this?
I can't control
this
mess. Uncontrollable.
What is your job?
Things off the rails.
Yeah, Pajeski, do something about
it's
this.
It's my fault. It's my fault.
You're right. He doesn't know what's
going
on.
Week. Yes. All right. It's happening.
Yeah, burgers.
Download the app. It will give you all of the information. It'll tell you everybody's burgers. You also can check in when you go. And if you check into more than 5 restaurants, you will be entered to win a bunch of gift cards. And some really cool swag from Goose Island. So our friends, AB, are sponsors, and they've given us a bunch of fun stuff to give away. And all of the burgers are on the app, all the check-ins and everything. So highly encourage you to eat burgers for the next 6 days, lunch and dinner.
Well, of course.
Support local restaurants. Give back to St. Louis.
Burger Week.
All that good stuff.
BurgerWeekSTLewis.com.
Burger Week's, yes.
Yeah, you go there, and then you can get the app.
Yes, you can.
And also, as you mentioned, to support local businesses, I don't know how it's been at your establishments, but talking to just like restaurant owners, it's been kind of a down summer, whether it's the heat or inflation or people are just watching their money. It's been tough for a lot of local restaurants. We just need to get more people out at restaurants. I know some restaurants that are patio reliant.
Yes.
I mean, it's 115 degrees outside.
Yes.
Yeah. And so this would be a great time to go support local restaurants, but also the weather's going to break on Wednesday. So Burger Week starts tomorrow. Get your burger inside.
Yeah.
And get your burger outside on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
I mean, you can take it outside if you want. You're crazy.
Take it outside.
You do you.
Yeah.
You eat your burger where you want to eat your burger.
We don't care.
Well, so anything else we need to know about High Point? Anything new, fresh going on there? I mean, there's always something new.
Yeah. We got 9 locations now. It's going real well.
Yeah.
So nothing new.
Very good.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah. That's
hey,
that's
you
fine.
Know what's new? You guys were just voted the number one burger in St. Louis.
Oh, we got voted number one burger in St.
Louis?
Yeah.
Wait, on the
A-list?
You
A-list? Should be telling everybody that.
Every year. We win every year.
When did they tell you that you won?
It's getting boring.
Oh, it's right here. Hot off the presses. Here's the magazine.
So wait.
Oh, it is?
So we didn't win.
I guess we didn't win.
We didn't win.
I don't know.
You guys
talk show or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we were entered.
For talk show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we want
not for the burger.
Oh, not with this
setup. You thought we were in a burger?
Look at this. Plastic bag burgers.
That's all we get. I don't know if we won or not, but I think somebody would have notified us.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Chris and Amy show.
No.
What?
Finalists.
Oh.
Over five. Wow. So is it over?
It's over.
Who won?
Dave Glover won.
Oh, what the hell? This is your fault, Amy.
Yeah, see, we didn't even
want to
win.
You have to campaign.
We did. I said vote for us because we're trying to split the vote. We just didn't want Glover to win.
That's why I brought Glover the burger on the silver platter.
Wow.
There you go.
See, this is what happens, Amy, when you don't tell people that they should vote.
I didn't tell my family. I forgot.
Oh.
I couldn't log in. I didn't vote.
You're such an
what?
Idiot.
What?
Listen,
do you know how easy it is to vote?
Yeah,
don't be saying you couldn't log in, ma'am.
The simplest tasks are a real problem for her.
It's actually true. I can, hard tasks, I'll tackle. Simple tasks. Anyway, I didn't vote. My family didn't vote, and that's probably why we lost.
Well, I just want you to know, Mike Johnson, you've got a lot of people who have texted into the show and said this is the best. Big Blonde Dan says he's going to Sugar Fire now.
Nice.
Yep, nice.
All right, good. Yeah. Do you like my rib
thing? Can Dan
thing,
get a burger first?
I think so, yeah.
Is it that they like the insouciance? Is that what they like?
I guess. Mike Johnson.
This guy's got a real cavalier attitude toward his burgers.
He doesn't care. Hey,
either you show up or you don't.
Whatever.
You like it or you don't. Well, I'm not going to coddle
you. I'm not like
that,
though. I'm just joking.
Well, you're getting business, so yeah. I just stick with it.
Yeah. It's working.
It's working.
Mike Johnson, chef and owner at High Point and Sugar Fire, we appreciate you. Liz Huff, Vice President of Business Development with St. Louis Magazine. Burger Week starts tomorrow, St. Louis Burger Week, so go to burgerweekstlewis.com and download the app. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for
looking
having
forward
us.
To tomorrow.
Thanks, Thank guys. You.
It's Chris and Amy. Oh, let's do this. Tickets to give away.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's caller number what?
9.
Caller 9 to the contest line. We'll get a pair of tickets to see the Blues and Minnesota Wild opening night October 9th. You can have those tickets if you're caller number 9 to 314-955-1120. 955-1120. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. Have these wonderful dreams.
Congratulations to Tom from St. Louis. He is going to the Blues home opener at Enterprise.
At Enterprise Center.
Say home opener. Season opener, isn't it?
I don't know what they call it.
Home opener is to baseball.
Yeah, but it is the home opener technically.
But is it also the season opener, right? October 9th?
Maybe. Well, they play on October 2nd. It doesn't matter. Well, we know what we know is that you can go for the rest of the week. We're going to be giving away tickets for this event, the opening night for the Blues all week long.
It is.
So you have to be listening for your chance to win tomorrow and through Friday.
The Blues are opening the 2025-26 NHL season at home against the Minnesota Wild at Enterprise. And so Tom gets to go. And like Ron said, a lot of you can go, maybe. Well, 4 more people can go.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get tickets if you gotta get in there and buy them. Oh, yeah, if you win.
That's what I'm saying. Right. You got to listen all week.
Yeah,
that's
we like
a fun game.
We love free tickets here, and we love to give them away, and we do that all the time. So a lot of people really loved the burger interview.
Did they?
Yes. Text message says that was the funniest burger interview I've heard. So... another one. Holy cow, how much did y'all smoke during that segment? I laughed with you. That was great. Mike Johnson is great. And those restaurants are fantastic. Sugar Fire and High Point. So very fortunate to have places like that here in St. Louis. We have a pretty good restaurant scene,
we
actually.
Do. And this really, we didn't mention this, but there's St. Louis Burger Week this week. And there's great deals. 20-something restaurants are participating. And not only is it fun, but you really are supporting locally owned restaurants. And there will actually be 3 different food weeks this year. So in October, a couple months from now, it'll be Taco Week.
Oh, let's go.
And in November, it will be Toasted Ravioli Week.
Toasted Ravioli Week?
In November.
Oh, I guess we're having Toasted Ravioli segments and taco segments coming up.
Yeah, the taco segment will be fun.
We could plan ahead for that one.
I love Mexican food.
Oh, my God.
I guess a lot of our Mexican food, though, is Tex-Mex. Right?
Yeah.
Like the kind of the chain Mexican restaurants that you think of might be more Tex-Mex.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you could, and health was not a concern.
Mexican.
Just one genre of food, you had to stick with it forever.
Well, okay. I struggle because I actually love the Mediterranean diet. That's what I eat. And it's my, it's
it
really,
does taste good.
Might be my favorite, but Mexican's right there. And Chinese.
Oh.
I love, but also Vietnamese because I like pho.
Yeah. I think I'm going with seafood.
That's,
I know,
not
a lot of people do not. Yes, I think it is. I think seafood is considered a genre in
itself.
It's
not a diet. There's Chinese food, Mexican food. So you would eat only seafood?
Yeah.
Ugh.
If I could do that. Ugh. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want, okay, this is something, I think this must be getting popular. Have you ever had a shrimp burger?
Is it like chopped up, made into a patty kind of thing?
Yeah, they take the shrimp and they throw it in a food processor.
Oh, interesting.
And then squish it together. And I'm not going to lie, it sounds kind of gross to me. I bet it's fine. Like, I would eat it. I'm not so grossed out I wouldn't eat it. It's just there's something a bit off-putting about blending a bunch of shrimp in a blender.
Well, you ever had a salmon burger?
Yeah.
It's kind of a similar thing.
It's a little weird. But at least salmon is like one salmon, part of the salmon that you're blending versus like 100 salmon that you're blending.
Oh, I don't know what the difference is.
Because it's a bunch of shrimps.
Which all taste the same.
At any rate, I've seen it on multiple cooking shows recently, so it must be a new thing. The old shrimp burger.
We want you to let us know, because we were referencing the St. Louis Post-Dispatch article by Derek Gould, talking about Cardinals attendance and how...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Oh, it is down dramatically this year. They are 19th overall in attendance when, I mean, we're used to years and years of them being at least number seven. Yeah. And there was like 7 years in a row where they were number two behind the Dodgers. They just fantastic attendance. And this year has been a dramatic drop off. So we're crowdsourcing with you. Here's what we need from you. Tell us a way to get people to the ballpark that does not include winning or cheap tickets. Let us know what you think would draw people out to Busch Stadium. We know winning does it. Mm-hmm. We know cheap tickets can do it. Yet. So it's not that stuff.
So,
you tell us what you think,
like,
on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX, or you could text in too.
A fun one is Dollar Dogs. John, who's watching on Facebook, said validated parking.
Yep.
But let's just say you did free parking night. I mean, I would go.
Free parking.
Well, that's amazing.
Well, they don't own all the lots. That's the thing.
You'd have to have a community push.
A community of lots.
Yeah. Or to John's point, it would have to be validated, meaning the Cardinals pay all the parking. That sounds expensive.
That is very expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
A text message here says that the shrimp burger is popular in South Florida, and it is very good. So maybe you should give it a try.
Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't not eat it. I think, you know how you don't want to see how the sausage is made?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't want to see how the shrimp burger is made.
See, I don't think that would bother me.
Smushed shrimp?
Yeah, I'm perfectly okay with it. It does not bother me whatsoever. Because I don't think they're not putting a bunch of different ingredients in it. Mm-hmm. Like chemicals or whatever. It's just
there's just a lot of
shrimp.
There's certain things that are unusual when they're blended, like shrimp.
Yeah.
You don't put a lot of shrimp in the blender. That's not a normal thing.
Texter here says free beer and nachos would bring me in a minute to the ball game. I do love nachos.
Yeah.
All right. Let us know on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX. Thank you for listening today. And thank you for voting for us in the St. Louis Mag A-List. Those of you who did. Even if you did without the help of Amy Mark's scores, because she didn't tell anybody to do it. So we lost because of Amy. Bad teammate.
Bad teammate. I am a bad teammate. Can
bad
I say one last thing? Happy birthday to my mom.
Happy birthday, Mom. You should have voted for us.
Well, I didn't tell her to. That was my fault.
Gas House Gang is coming up next. Tom Ackerman and me. We'll have John Rooney on the show. Derek Stevens from Circa Sportsbook. He'll be with us as well because Circa is one of the new apps that you'll be able to use to bet on sports starting in December. We'll talk to Derek. We've got that coming up. Gas House Gang is next on KMOX.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.